One man who'll know more about the Sheffield Shield system than all four of us put together is Fawad Ahmed, who plays in it, funnily enough, for the mighty Bushrangers. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Fawad.
Morning.
Great to have you on, mate. A draw yesterday after some weather interfered with play. Were you the better team or were you a bit lucky, the Bushrangers, yesterday?
I think a bit lucky, I would say, honestly. With condition was pretty tough. You know, anyone knows at that time, especially the cloudy conditions, and not a good time to bet on, you know. Technically, it was a really good time to bowl on last day, and he said in the game, you know, it's not that easy. But I think we played some good cricket throughout the last 2-3 days, ups and downs, but yeah, we pulled up the good game, the previous game as well, and now this one as well. So hopefully we can move on and play some good cricket, you know, in the future, yeah.
Fawad, how difficult is it bowling at the MCG when it's an absolute road and you've got Alex Doolan 200 not out and Tim Payne batting for his test spot? You bowled really well in the first innings. The second innings, did you bowl as well but just didn't get the luck, or the batters were just too good, or what happened in that second innings?
Oh, it's pretty hard, especially at Taji. I've been bowling there for, this is my fifth or sixth year, you know. It's been strange. It's the only wicket in the world. It's getting flatter and flatter every day with the time. And to be honest, I always took like a wicket in the first inning. It's unusual. Spinners getting a lot of spin and turn and taking a lot of wickets in the first innings, first or second day. But third and fourth day is getting just like a flatter. It was an absolute highway. There was nothing there. We played really well, but it was hot. We've been like on the field for 3 days, you know. And I think he played really smartly. He played really well. He was, I think, taking it really slow on the in the start, and then the next day he just cashed it. Yeah, it was really hard to chase that ladder at the G with the big boundaries, you know, massive gaps there. And yeah, I think we were just cooked. Yeah, pretty tough. Yeah.
You're going to sleep now for the next 4 days?
No, sleep. Club cricket tomorrow. So, yeah, and then training the next game. So, no rest. I think now we physically we're all good. But, you know, the whole scenario in the game has just changed everything, you know. We have a really good side, good bowling side. You know, we won 3 Shields in a row. And we have done so far so well in this tournament as well as a bowling unit, you know. So, we a little bit struggle with the bat, I think, but we have a lot of talent in this group, and I think we will come back at some stage, and I think we will be on again. So test cricket collective, I think performance, we hit to get together all together to win the games, you know, to support each other's bowlers, batsmen's bowlers, and I think we will be fine. Yeah, this is a long season. Only we need one go, and I think we will be fine. Yeah.
Fawad, 13 wickets yourself to start the season. Have you been happy with your start to the Shield season?
Yeah, I think I've been really happy, especially with the JLT finish. I think second in a country with Chris Truman. He's been bowling so well. I wasn't expecting to be playing because John Holland got injured and I got the call, and I worked hard throughout the pre-season, and I think I've been happy, especially in the both formats, and especially with the Sheffield Shield in the start of the season. So I think I have done so far well, performing well. Hopefully can do a little bit more to win the game for my team, and yeah, that's the ultimate goal for me right now. You know, nothing else. I'm not thinking anything else, and only to contribute more and more to win the games for my team. So I think I've been happy, and I think I'm bowling really well so far, and fitness has been good, so all good, yeah.
Well, it's nice to hear it's all good. It's nice to hear you bowling well. Hopefully we get a few more wins for the Bushrangers and the Shield sooner rather than later. Fawad, we appreciate your time. Good luck.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Fawad Ahmed with us on the Breakfast Club from the Bushrangers.
Fawad touched on it during that interview. The batting is Victoria's problem at the moment.
Yes.
There's a lot of players are getting starts, not a lot of big scores, which is putting a lot of pressure on the bowlers. Because I think they're bowling pretty well. Obviously, Tasmania got them going in the second innings, but It was on a highway, as Farwood said. but yeah, they're just not making enough runs.
He was adamant about that. It was a very flat pitch.
Yeah, I don't think he likes fielding for a long time, the great man.